They keep talking on Lisa Brady, Fox News, but it's not clear if meetings are getting anywhere. The ongoing tension over Ukraine. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
Lisa, while Western leaders are warning Russia could attack Ukraine any day now, Russian President Vladimir Putin is hinting at more diplomacy. Putin met with his foreign minister today, and Sergei Lavrov recommended holding further talks with Western countries. He said the United States had put forward concrete proposals on security compromises. Germany's leader is due to meet with Putin in Moscow tomorrow. Lisa.
Thanks, Simon. The German chancellor meeting with Ukraine's president today. Someone may have taken a shot at a candidate for mayor in Louisville. Police are at the scene of a report of shots fired. A city councilman tells Fox affiliate WDRB the shots were fired at attorney Craig Greenberg in his office and that he's not injured. Greenberg is a Democratic candidate for Louisville mayor. There's no word of a suspect in custody. A mass stabbing spree leaves 11 people hurt and a man charged in New Mexico.
Police in Albuquerque say 42-year-old Tobias Gutierrez randomly stabbed people with a large knife as he traveled between at least six locations Sunday, including inside a convenience store, before police zeroed in on the suspect who was traveling on a bike.
The individual did get off his bike and did follow officer's orders, got down, and was detained.
Gilbert Gallegos with the Albuquerque PD. Not much is known right now about the suspect, who remains jailed on charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
Fox says Jeff Manasso. Court records show Gutierrez has a criminal record, previously charged with burglary, drug possession, DUI. At least two of the stabbing victims were critically injured, but all were either in stable condition or treated and released. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Opening statements underway as a retired police officer stands trial for murder in Pasco County, Florida, north of Tampa. The former cop claiming self-defense.
Curtis Reeves was once Tampa PD's SWAT chief, but one day in 2014, he shot an unarmed Chad Olson in a movie theater following an argument. Legal delays and eventually a pandemic had pushed the start of the trial until now. Reeves' lawyers unsuccessfully tried to invoke Florida's so-called Stand Your Ground law to avoid a trial altogether. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Another redistricting fight goes to court. Democrats in Kansas suing state officials, challenging a map they say would take territory and minority voters away from the state's only Democrat in Congress, Representative Sharice Davids, by splitting Kansas City, Kansas. The Republican-led legislature overrode the governor's veto of the plan last week. One of America's fastest-growing sports has become even more popular during the pandemic. Pickleball, combining elements of tennis, badminton, and ping pong, considered a good tennis alternative for older people.
What started as a hobby turned into a career.
It's taking over my life.
Devin Schmidt manages properties in real estate. 2 weeks from now, he'll be a full-time pickleball coach. USA Pickleball CEO Stu Upson says the business side of pickleball is booming. Last year's national championship streamed on big networks.
It does give us exposure to people who are not necessarily already pickleball players or pickleball fans.
USA Pickleball has partnered with big companies in the last year.
A lot of our deals are now multi-year deals.
The prize money keeps increasing, from $10,000 in 2013 to $90,000 last year. In Edmonds, Washington, Jake Karalexis, Fox News.
A mixed day so far on Wall Street. The Dow right now down 48 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.